This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's out there working right now on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, and Parler. We're also on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget, you can always check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Simply put, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. All right, and joining us from the great northern state of Michigan, where they believe blue is the national color, it's none other than Ron Edwards. Good morning, Mr. Ron.
Oh, good morning to you,
sir. Yeah, and let's see. Goodbye, guys. Thank you. Okay, y'all get a quarter. Everybody gets a quarter for doing that. Okay, so are you ready to say the pledge?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize, ladies and gentlemen, those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Now, we got to keep talking about the Afghanistan, because 19 years, 9 months, and 3 days after its Islamic Emirate was toppled by the U.S., and the fundamentalists and Al-Qaeda-aligned Taliban have swept back into the Afghanistan's capital this past Sunday, with the culmination of a four-month charge facilitated by President Biden's decision, and this is important, folks, President Biden's decision to abandon a conditions-based withdrawal of the U.S. and coalition forces. Folks, it was not pulling out of Afghanistan that was the problem. It was the way we did it.
Absolutely, Captain. And also the problem I have, even before the decision to pull out, is the fact that we never defeated them. We pushed them out and pushed them aside. But you can tell by how quickly they reassumed their positions of authority and the way they're doing it. They were not ultimately defeated. I say again, they were pushed aside, which is different. If we went in there without the mission to defeat them, I think we failed from the outset. You don't utilize all these great soldiers, all the military hardware, all the effort that we put into this to end up like this. This is no better than when we left Vietnam and what happened to the fall of Saigon. And even in the fall of Saigon, it didn't happen this quickly. This must be a record of how fast the enemy we supposedly defeated was able to reassume a power and just start doing whatever they're doing over there. And this puts women in danger like crazy. Huh. And in fact, I read a report.
Women have lost their rights altogether.
Yeah, I read a report, and I saw it once or twice. And I'm looking for it again. I know the media probably is covering up for Mr. Biden, but I read a report where he was told directly, hey, this is going to be horrible on the women, blah, blah, blah. And according to this report, so it's not me saying anything, it's just a report, where Biden basically said, F them. And we've got to withdraw our forces.
I think I know what you're talking about. It was on July the 8th when the generals told Biden that he had to leave a force behind. He just couldn't pull everybody out because the Taliban was advancing at a much faster rate. They thought it would be 90 days, but they were wrong with their assumption. But in the meantime, when you got somebody like John Brennan saying it's time to replace his entire national security apparatus, meaning Biden, you got a problem.
Absolutely. We are. I hate to say this, Captain, but this reflects a total, I won't say inability, because a lot of people like to say that, oh, you know, the people at the top, they're stupid. They're not stupid. They don't care. They really don't care about freedom. They don't care about running this military in the right manner. They don't care about what is best for U.S. interests here or abroad. And that's just as bad or even worse than incompetence, in my opinion.
What did you think about Joe Biden standing up there saying, well, the buck stops here with me, and then he turned around and blamed Donald Trump and all the previous presidents and the Afghan military and the government?
Well, that shows what kind of character he has. If you're a leader, right, if you go through all this to become the leader of the free world, and the first thing you do is turn around and blame everyone else. I hate to say this, but he is no Harry S. Truman. Harry S. Truman said, what? The buck stops here.
Yeah, and he meant here, him.
Yeah, yeah. So Biden is not a true leader. He is an ideologue. He is a leftist promoter, whatever. But he's not a true leader.
He's blaming everybody else but him, which is causing a lot of people, including our Senator Rick Scott, to start doing the 25th Amendment dialogue thing. Because Rick Scott is saying, hey, we need to seriously consider the 25th Amendment, and because there's something wrong with this guy, that he wouldn't listen to people that knew.
Yeah.
Hold that thought. We're coming right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. I'm going to let Kathy take us to the break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Would you like to breathe in freedom wherever you go? Now you can with the Amulet Shield. Based on space-age technology, the Amulet Shield emits positive ions and surrounds you with a forest-fresh scent wherever you go. Roaming big box stores, riding stuffy elevators, or waiting in long lines, the Amulet Shield hangs around your neck and runs 24 hours when fully charged. Breathe in freedom with the Amulet Shield. Find the Amulet Shield at ProjectPillowTalk.com or call 877-289-7439. No, the Amulet Shield will not kill, cure, or heal anything except fear of not being able to breathe in freedom. So call or click today, ProjectPillowTalk.com or 877-289-7439. That's ProjectPillowTalk.com or 877-289-7439. Breathe in freedom with the Amulet Shield. Currently established federal laws that govern dietary supplements do not allow us to diagnose or treat any medical condition.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
All righty, and welcome back to the Captain's America Third Watch. This portion of the program brought to you by my friends at Moss Nissan. Moss Nissan, of course, the biggest dealer in the area when it comes to Nissan vehicles, and they're spelled M-A-U-S, and it's amazing to me how they get customers from the Panhandle, South Georgia, and all over Florida and Tampa Bay, including up and down the eastern seacoast into the middle Atlantic states and the Midwest, as well as out west as far as Arizona. Now, Moss Nissan just can't be beat when it comes to pricing customer service. It all starts with Moss Care, which gives you many miles of carefree motoring, including free oil changes and tire rotations for the life of your vehicle. Now, you cannot beat the selection at Moss. Over 800 new and pre-owned vehicles, all the colors and accessories you could dream of. By the way, Moss Nissan, their motto, whatever it takes to be the best in the nation, and now is the time to test drive the hottest SUV on the market, the Moss Nissan Rogue. I'm telling you, it's a beauty, totally redesigned. Now, clean trade-ins are commanding a great resale price, so take advantage. Upgrade your ride right now, and you'll get more money for the vehicle than what you thought you would, because the used cars have gone up 25 to 45% in value, depending on what you're driving. Now, Moss Nissan's the exclusive home of the You Serve, You Save program, where active duty military veterans, first responders, and church pastors all get great care taking care of you. Don't forget, their locations are in Crystal River, Newport Richey, plus Nissan at Acura on Florida Avenue in Tampa, online at Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com, Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. Tell them the captain sent you, and we'll be telling you some news here in about another, maybe month or so. We'll be telling you some news about an all-new location for a Moss Nissan. Meantime, here is an Edwards Notebook.
Has a civil or bastardized rights form of integration helped or harmed black Americans? Hello, I'm Ron Edwards. On today's page from the Edwards Notebook, brought to you in part by Constitutional Grounds Coffee. Many black Americans during the early to mid-20th century suffered the indignities of segregation. Vicious Democrat lawmakers throughout the United States, with help from the militant wing of the Democrat Party known as the KKK, strictly enforced segregation through lynchings, burnings of both black Americans and their homes and businesses. The civil rights movement brought an end to segregation, but ironically, the end of segregation ushered in a swift collapse of many successful businesses, including black-owned hospitals, high-quality hotels, and the demise of numerous black business districts throughout the Republic. That happened because leftist politicians like Lyndon Baines Johnson and others convinced black leaders favored by Johnson to persuade blacks to massively abandon black-owned businesses for the perceived joy of eating at lunch counters that were previously off-limits. As a result, the self-made black underclass that suffered economically, while a few chosen big mouths like Al Winbag Sharpton have benefited mightily from talking loud and saying absolutely nothing, trading one form of misery for another. Is that what you want? I'm Ron Edwards. Check out the RonEdwards.com.
Ron Edwards, the new voice of America.
All righty, and Ron Edwards, the new voice of America. I'm sitting, wait a minute here, hold it, because this is really, I got to quench my thirst. Oh, my goodness. I'll bet Ron Edwards has no idea what I was just drinking, do you?
Oh, I think I do.
Well, it was Constitutional Grounds Coffee. Now, you sent me a bag to try, and I have it every morning about this time. It's where I usually sip the coffee at right about now, because the voice is starting to get a little bit parched, if you know what I mean. But I'm very happy to tell people to go over and utilize the RE20 promo code to save 20% on their coffee, and they can go over there to your website, TheRonEdwards.com, and take advantage of that Constitutional Grounds Coffee.
Of course, because it is the coffee you want in your cup.
If you have a cup. Some people have a dish, a bowl, some platter. All right, hang on a second before we get back what we're going to do. We got Bagam and Bob on the line here. Okay, Bagam and Bob, what's on your mind?
Yes, sir, Captain. Just want to ask Ron Edwards, does he think that we'll be better off with blundering Biden or crazy Kamala? And if we get rid of Biden by means of the 25th Amendment, or would we be better off with Kamala? And maybe we'd be better off with Biden in reference to the midterm elections as far as to how it will affect them. All right, that's it, Captain.
All right, well, I don't care
okay,
who they
are. I think from our vantage point, it would be better if Kamala Honorback Harris would be there, because no one likes her.
No.
And she would be out.
Yep.
There would be no contest. For some reason, for some sick reason, yesterday I was watching, forget which network, and they were stating that even though Biden's policies are less popular than Trump's policies, he's still more popular than his policies. People still like the guy. I don't understand it, Captain. Mm-hmm. I don't get it.
Well, when you go to his policies, and I got the poll right here, his numbers are horrible. 69.3% of people can't stand what he's doing in Afghanistan. That's number one. And number two, the independents don't believe he's doing anything right at 55%.
Yeah, but they still like the guy. I don't understand it. He's been a no good Nick since 1972 when he was first elected. He's a highly paid individual by China and other evil entities to help ruin this country. He knows what he's doing, despite how he babbles when he tries to communicate.
Well,
the guy is a disaster.
Our international allies are mocking the hell out of our country right now,
yes,
besides Joe Biden, and over the Afghanistan defeat. And they're questioning our American credibility, and we've literally got alarm bells going up all over the world. You know, hey, America says what now? And we don't think so. They can't stick with their word.
Well, see, the real danger on this that I'm very concerned about is that many allies, many countries are now, they're more visitors to Xi Jinping than to Washington, D.C. right now. This is something that is new, during my lifetime anyway. And allies and now they're looking to China for leadership, which is really towards hell on Earth. China is really ramping up its activities. She's fielding more and more emboldened to do whatever the heck she wants to do, wherever and throughout the world. We have lost our way. We have just told the world, hey, here's our behind, just kick it. And that's what's happening. Russia and China are really cozying up closer and closer. And China is going to be more involved in Afghanistan. And people say, well, they can't handle the Taliban either, blah, blah, blah. China won't take the crap that we took. If they go over there and they decide, well, we want these minerals, we want this, that, and the other, they will not allow the Taliban or anybody, any band, to stop them. They're not, they don't have people like incompetence like Biden.
There is a deal right now in the works of being made for $3 trillion worth of lithium and other materials by China. It's going to be mined by the North Koreans, and that's just the way it is. By the way, Russia has already said they're going to give them financial aid, amongst other things. All right, we've got another caller. I'm going to go real quick to the line here.
Sure.
Good morning, Mary. What's on your mind?
Good morning. I would say that over the years, America has been probably the best at really duping on itself. So it's not just other people, foreign countries that are questioning America. It would be me questioning America as an American. So it needs to be fixed from within.
Okay, I don't disagree with you. All right, thank you. Yeah, I don't disagree with you, and that's why elections have consequences. We need to start. We need to all right now, listening to this program, say, okay, it starts this year, 2021, with the elections that are out there. School board, extremely important.
But we have to clean house, too,
yep.
so that we know that
yep.
we're going to have mm-hmm. actual elections and not this kind of situation that allegedly happened in 2020. So if we don't clean that up, it doesn't matter.
Yep.
It'll just continue to go all over and over again. So we got to clean house.
My point is we can do it.
Yeah, we can. Mm-hmm. But the thing is, will we? That's the million-dollar question.
Yep. My point is we can do it. All we got to do is get together and decide that that's what we're going to do, and we just do it, period.
Yep.
Now, the other thing is, the Taliban is now going door to door, and they're looking for anybody who's worked with the Americans. They have a list. They know who they're looking for, and there's no doubt that when they get these people, they're going to kill them.
Yeah, they know who's naughty, who's been naughty and nice from their vantage point, and they're going after them. See, the United States should have put the fear of God in these people. I mean, this is horrible, and who's going to trust us in the future? Who's going to trust us and say, well, yeah, you all are saying the right thing, and we want to help you, but are they going to be sticking out their neck in the future in future situations?
All righty. Here comes the music. That means I got to let you go, and I will be happy to talk to you on Thursday.
And you'll be joining me on my show today at 3 p.m.
That's it. See you
and
then.
Go to my website, D. Ron Edwards, to check out the details.
RonEdwards.com. All right, thanks very much, and I will talk to you this afternoon. All right, Ron Edwards, everybody, host of the Ron Edwards Show, and I'll be on his program this afternoon. So tune in. Find out what we're up to. Never know. It's always a lot of fun, though. I'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden has taken responsibility for the collapse of Afghanistan and the swift takeover by the Taliban, America's sworn enemy. Quote, I am President of the United States and the buck stops with me. I am deeply saddened by the facts we now face, but I do not regret my decision to end America's war fighting in Afghanistan. End quote. Former CIA Director and Secretary of State Mike Pompeo on Fox News says Biden's handling of the withdrawal has weakened the United States.
And I hope this administration comes to understand that apologizing, placating, appeasing, being weak only presents risks to American security.
At least seven people were killed during the chaos at the Kabul airport on Monday after clinging onto a U.S. military transport that took off during the mayhem. Democrat California Governor Gavin Newsom's recall is underway. Golden State voters started to cast their ballots in the state's historical second-ever gubernatorial recall. California counties began sending out mail-in ballots on Monday. The election has been set to be held on September 14th. USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This is Frank Salvato from Underground USA, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Matt Bruce, heard by over 2 million people coast to coast and around the world every night. Captain, let's do.
We will. And by the way, that number is terrestrial and internet and satellite. And a lot of that number, a fair amount, not a lot of it, but a fair amount, is coming from our new source in India that's carrying our program over there, and we want to thank them very much for carrying our program. Now, and by the way, also, you can catch us on the satellite or on the internet. We're on various sites and around the countryside. GCN Live, for example, my flagship station, TheAnswerTampa.com, TheAnswerSarasota.com. Every one of our stations has got a stream of some sort. You can hear us over there, too. So there you go, all of my affiliates. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by Everglades Equipment Group. Everglades Equipment Group, they have four stores within the sound of my voice around the great state of Florida. And I've got affiliates right there, so you can hear me talking about them right now. Remember, Everglades Equipment Group is the home of reliable equipment, fair prices, and extraordinary service. Now, one of my friends has been having a great time going over there and buying their potting soil and buying bushes and plants and shrubs every now and then when they have them for sale over on 114th Street in Pinellas Park and planting things and whatnot. And I didn't even know they had all that over there, but they do. But they do. So stop on by their store, see what they have to offer, and who knows, you might have a little green thumb you might want to do something with too there. That's Everglades Equipment Group. Reliable equipment, fair prices, and extraordinary service too. By the way, Tropical Depression Fred is now what it is, 35-mile-an-hour winds. It's up around Atlanta, closing in on Atlanta, moving to the north and going up towards Tennessee and moving along. And Tropical Storm Grace, is coming west, 40 miles an hour, sustained winds, gusts to 50. Looks like it's going to go right straight across the Yucatan Peninsula and right along the Mexican-Texas border, more towards the Mexican side than the Texas side. So that's what's going on there. And then, of course, Henri is over there near Bermuda, and looks like it's going to give Bermuda a bunch of rain. Now, I just want to let everybody know that we keep our eyes on the gas and the diesel here for the truckers and whatnot. I'm looking at the prices today, and the wholesale price of gasoline has dropped 10 cents a gallon. The wholesale price of diesel has dropped 15 cents a gallon. Now, that's significant stuff, and I don't know what the reason is. I've been trying to figure out what the reason is. I've been looking all around here trying to do a little research, and I don't see the reason. But we'll take it. We'll see how long it takes for the price to get down there. And, Flip, it is live. It is live, it is live, it is live over there. He's got a link to listen live over there. You click on it and you go there. Okay, now, did you hear about Florida Senator Rick Scott? He is floating an idea for Joe Biden's ouster. Now, I talked a little bit about this yesterday on Armed American Radio with my good friend Mark Walters. We talked about getting our senators and our congressmen in involved. And we talked about having them maybe start to talk about impeachment. But this is even better, talking about exercising the provisions of the 25th Amendment. Now, Biden's ouster, the time has come. This is what Senator Rick Scott says. I don't disagree with him at all. The time has come for his ouster, and we need to start talking about the 25th Amendment and getting rid of him that way. He needs to take a cognitive test. He really does, to prove whether or not he can handle the job. I don't think he can. And to the Taliban that's now over there chanting death to America, but CNN, according to them, when they were hollering death to America, the reporter on CNN, and I didn't see this, I'm just reporting what Breitbart is saying, said, well, they seem friendly, and they're hollering death to America. Well, they seem friendly. Good Lord. By the way, China has officially offered Taliban friendship and cooperation. Russia has also offered to work with them. I told you earlier, the ex-Afghan president who fled in the aircraft or airplane that he was in, they had a whole bunch of cash. They had a truckload of cash that they had, a truckload of cash. They had so much they couldn't put it all in the plane. They had to load it up in a helicopter that followed the that followed the plane to Tajikistan, where they went. Unreal. Unreal. But that's what happens. These guys, they go off the deep end, and look what they do. They steal the money from the people, from the country, and it goes with them. By the way, the Orange County Register, a long-standing newspaper there in Southern California, has endorsed Larry Elder over Gavin Newsom in the California recall. That's significant. Elder right now is leading in a lot of the polls. And, you know, you can't make this stuff up. Actress Rosanna Arquette, who's no one to talk, has compared Republicans to the Taliban this time. They are terrorists, she says, who support destroying democracy. Okay. Democracy, as I explained to you back in the first hour when we talked about it in another sense, is another word for socialism. or communism, if you want to use it that way. Unbelievable. And Eric is chiming in saying the reporter affirmed that they seem friendly, but they're chanting death to America. It's really quite bizarre. Yeah, well, no kidding, Eric. No one can figure out what they tried to do over there at the Communist News Network. And there's a lot of people that are upset about the fact that that plane took off yesterday, that American Air Force plane, with people attached to the plane, and people fell off the plane. To that I say, oh, well, and here's why. What did you think was going to happen when you attached yourself to that plane? Try to hold on. What did you think was going to happen? Are you that stupid over there to think that you can hold on to a plane and it's going to go up to altitude and speed and you're going to be able to hang on? You couldn't have even tied yourself on and not been whipped around somewhere all around the plane. It would have been smarter if they'd done that, but they didn't even figure that out. Now, are there any pessimists left out there? The Standard & Poor's 500 and Dow Jones Industrial Averages reached all-time highs on the very day that America woke up to find the Taliban once again was running Afghanistan, Monday. Investors seem thoroughly convinced that whatever terrible things are happening in that veil of misery, that they will not diminish the return on their equity investments. Now, alternatively, they may have been convinced that all bad news is simply good news for stocks. Well, I don't know about that one, but as Jerome Powell and the Fed and his crew are going to announce a rate hike in a foreign policy crisis, so either the fate of Afghanistan will not matter for corporate sales, in which case stocks can rise, or will it even matter, in which case rates stay low and push the stocks up. We'll see. We'll know today. The stock market isn't paying much attention to what's going on, period. And people are just cruising along. Now, I'm looking over here. I'm trying to keep my eyes on what's going on at CENTCOM, too. And we've got more troops. Looks like another 1,000 headed that way. When we come back, we're going to talk about what happened yesterday in Kabul. It's liable to happen again because these guys, they've got their trigger fingers are itchy. The Taliban I'm talking about. All right, I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. The Captain's America, Third Watch, rolls along.
You're listening to the Captain's America, Third Watch.
Right now, millions of Americans have an uneasy feeling about the future. That's why they're quietly stockpiling as much emergency food as they can. What about you? Do you have enough emergency food to get you through a prolonged crisis? If not, take a moment to shop My Patriot Supply. We're America's leader in emergency preparedness and survival. Since 2008, we've served several million American families like yours. In fact, our mission is your survival. So head on over to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few of our tasty emergency food kits. Our food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage and is shipped quickly and discreetly to your door. One day, you might be eating breakfast, lunch, or dinner while everyone else is standing in a food line. Avoid that. It's too late to act once the other shoe drops. It's time to be self-reliant and prepared. And now you can. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Brew.
Thank you very much, Mr. Mark. And I was on his radio show yesterday all across the country from 4 to 5. And if you get a chance, listen to the podcast for Armed American Radio yesterday. You'll be able to hear what we talked about. We lit the radio dial up. I guarantee you that one. And, boy, we had it going for an hour. We had it going for an hour. It was a lot of fun. And I appreciate Mark allowing me to do that. We do that every now and then. So there you go. Now, this portion of the broadcast brought to you by our friends at Dominique's Blinds and Decor down in Sarasota. They're located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh, right by the railroad tracks in the south side of Clark Road. Look for the big old 9 foot tall, red, white, and blue Uncle Sam with the American flag too. Now, all their blind shades and shutters are made in the U.S. of A. They're a Hunter Douglas dealer, and unlike the big box stores, they will offer installation, on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs. Now, you can stop by and see Jill and the gang in the store, or you can give her a call at 941-922-2345 to set up an appointment for service. Now, again, that number is 941-922-2345. And remember, all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominique's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Their phone number again, 941-922-2345, 941-922-2345. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. Now, there's no doubt in my mind that we live in two different countries. It's never been as apparent as it is today. It may not be strictly geographical, but they're separate nonetheless. One has a recognition of who we are before God, and the other with no sense of the internal or spiritual, no sense of natural or biological law. The latter are convinced that they're gods unto themselves. Now, the far left claims they didn't know that fewer police officers would bring about more crime. The far left claims that they didn't realize that closing a pipeline would mean less gas, higher prices, and dependence on foreign oil. The far left didn't understand that unrestricted abortion would diminish the value of life. The far left still doesn't understand that unlimited deficit spending goes against the laws of economics, poses a significant risk to our economic growth, standard of living, and general prosperity. And if they did know, then we're in more dire shape than most of us realize, because the far left doesn't care that opening the borders would bring about a dramatic increase in crime and disease and economic hardship for millions of Americans, crowded schools and hospitals too. The far left knows that climate change is a natural process, but decided to use it instead to bring about the destruction of the Western civilization to, quote, save the planet, end of quote. And it's their religion. Political power is a necessity, and they've proven themselves willing to do anything to get it and hold on to it. They're working to destroy everything the average American takes for granted: freedom, private property, and the one attribute that separates us from every other country, the vast middle class. And yet, these same people are, for now, the caretakers of our government, funding our science, directing our health care, our education too, and unfortunately, they're in charge of our defense. But I'll tell you this much, make no mistake about it, the two main characters on the funding side, George Soros and Bill Gates. And the left-leaning fact-checkers will tell you that there's no proof that George Soros funds any left-wing causes, but this one is true. The Open Society Foundation and a myriad of other organizations, they're funding plenty of far-left groups across the country and the world. That Open Society Foundation is George Soros. So they contradict their own fact-checking when they tell you it's not true. And I just told you, the facts itself prove it is. All right, let's go over to the phone real quick here. Let me see. Is this Eric in Seminole?
Hey, what's going on, sir? Thanks for taking my call. A little late to the program. Came in about 4:30. Here's the thing. You're just talking about that what's going on in the United States and how it's basically being balkanized into different factions. I think what we're looking at is the two different Americas, two different United States. Those who want a those that want a constitutional republic, those that want individual rights versus collective rights and collectivism, and that sense of, I should say, personal constitutional weakness is what leftists tend to capitalize upon the emotion of someone and not the lay of the land and actual physical reality of what's going on. And you see that in Afghanistan. It is tacitly related to Afghanistan. People want, you know, I know brothers that are not coming home. I know other people who, you know, related that are not coming home. They gave, you know, the last full measure of devotion over there because they felt they were, you know, defending freedom helping to, you know, free the oppressed, so to speak, to use a SF cliche there, you know, mantra, excuse me, not a cliche, a mantra to free the oppressed. And what's happened is that those collectivists over there want everybody to fall in line and do what they say to do because they feel they know what's best. And because of our weakness within our government are those officials that are lead, quote unquote, leading our men and women in uniform and our foreign policy, they are all culpable in this and facilitating that fall over there. We pulled out so fast that a literal, you always hear the, you know, the word vacuum was created. You cannot get a better example right now of the rapidity of the vacuum, the power of that vacuum that sucked those Taliban down from the north throughout into the south, you know, to north to south axis of that country. You can't get it. You can't get any better than that. And so people are looking to China for the big father figure now, the big, you know, the patriarch, as people like to say, to save everyone from this for their leadership. I'm telling you right now, and I'm sure you can back this up, China is probably one of the major funders of the Taliban right now, payoffs to get contracts for those mines over there. And they're using Pakistan.
$3 trillion.
Exactly. So you see how this is going. This is a managed conflagration, collapse, cratering of a constitution right now. Our United States Constitution. I'm not talking about the paper. I'm talking about the constitution that makes up that paper. And we have two factions going on, maybe three right now, because the Islamists have been awfully quiet over the past several years since we stomped the heck out of them in northern Iraq there with ISIS. This is my opinion now. I feel that we cannot be in a more dangerous position globally, tactically, strategically right now than we are or have been experiencing within the past 72 hours. We look weak, and those collectivists are going to use everybody's emotion that are looking for someone to save them from some big boogeyman, so mm-hmm. to speak. They're going to look to that Chinese power because power, okay. the projection of power is
you
what...
You got 30 seconds, and I got to let you go.
Yeah, Roger that, sir. Thanks for letting me vent. Excellent program this morning, Semper Fi.
All right, thanks, Eric, and I appreciate that. And I forgot to ask him about his boy because his boy got hurt over there, some sort of freak accident, and I hope he'll be okay. Now, I want to remind everybody that coming up on the 23rd of September, I will be along with Governor Ron DeSantis, Mike Gallagher, Larry Elder, the Job Creators Network President and CEO, Alfredo Ortiz, and our own Tampa Fox News contributor, Rebecca Walser from Walser Wealth Management at the Grand Hyatt in Tampa Bay. Going to have a great event that night. Bring Small Businesses Back Tour is coming to town. Now, there's a VIP reception, starts at 5:30, goes to 6:30. The event itself goes from 7 to 9. You can go to theanswertampa.com or theanswersarasota.com and get tickets over there. Don't wait. You want to go, get your darn tickets and get going. I don't want to hear about the fact that you're not going to be able to do whatever. And to my buddy JW up there, get a job. Just kidding. JW, you need to talk to me. I got to tell you that could be very beneficial. All right. I will be back tonight with more. It's going to be one hell of a busy day. A lot of news will be coming out of Afghanistan and other places. Wow. You can't make this stuff up. God bless America, everybody. I'll see you tonight.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system.
colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around a dollar a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.